There is no other way if we're going to enjoy the fullness of joy in Christ Jesus. We need to trust him. We need to obey him. By the grace of God, last week we started looking at Elijah, the man of like passion. We're saying that Elijah is someone very much like us. And by God's grace, we're continuing in that theme today. And we're going to be looking at Elijah and the widow, a lesson in obedience. And the passage for today's sermon is taken from 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 18 to 24. 1 Kings 17, verses 8 to 24. And we're talking about Elijah and the widow. Lessons in obedience. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 8 to 24. And I read. It says, "Then the word of the Lord came to him." And this is Elijah saying, "Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you." So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, indeed, a widow was there, gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, "Please, bring me a little water in a cup that I may drink." And as she was going to get it, he called to her and said, "Please, bring me a morsel of bread in your hand." So she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I do not have bread, only a handful of flour in a bin and a little oil in a jar. And see, I am gathering a couple of sticks that I may go and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." And Elijah said to her, "Do not fear. Go and do as you have said, but make me a small cake from it first and bring it to me. And afterward, make some for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bin of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry, until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth." So she went away and did according to the word of Elijah, and she and her household, she and he and her household, ate for many days. The bin of flour was not used up, nor did the jar of oil run dry, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by Elijah. Now it happened, after these things, that the son of the woman who owned the house became sick. And his sickness was so serious that there was no breath left in him. So she said to Elijah, "What have I to do with you, O man of God? Have you come to me to bring my sin to remembrance and to kill my son?" And he said to her, "Give me your son." So he took him out of her arms and carried him to the upper room where he was staying. And he laid him on his own bed. Then he cried out to the Lord and said, "O Lord, my God, have you also brought tragedy on the widow with whom I lodge by killing her son?" And he stretched himself out on the child three times and cried out to the Lord and said, "O Lord, my God, I pray, let this child's soul come back to him." Then the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came back to him, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down from the upper room into the house, and gave him to his mother. And Elijah said, "See, your son lives." Then the woman said to Elijah, "Now by this, I know that you are a man of God, and that the word of the Lord is in your mouth. Sorry, and the word of the Lord in your mouth is the truth." May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Amen. So we're talking about Elijah and the widow, and we're talking about lessons in obedience. There's a verse of the scripture I very much love, and it's Isaiah 1:19. It says that if you're willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. If you're willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. We just sang a song saying that, you know, we need to trust and obey, because there's no other way to be happy in Christ Jesus but to trust and obey, to totally rely on him, believe his word, and hold on to what he's saying. We need to be willing, we need to be obedient to enjoy the good of the land. That is God's word for you. That is God's word for me. If I am willing and obedient, I will eat the good of the land. No matter what any man says, no matter what the circumstances and the situations say, if I am willing and obedient, I will eat the good of the land. I will enjoy the benefits of the land if I am willing and obedient to God. Now, in this story, there are two key actors, Elijah and the widow. Elijah and the widow. Both of them exercised obedience. Both of them exercised obedience. We start with Elijah. You know, verse 8 says, then the Lord said to Elijah, go to Zarephath. Very specific command. Go to Zarephath. Stay there. I have commanded a widow to feed you. So you're to go there, you're to stay there. I have commanded someone to look out for you. What if Elijah did not go? What if Elijah decided, oh, you know what? I'll spend a week and I'll go some other place. God was clear on what he wanted. So we're talking about total obedience here. If you're willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Elijah heard the word. Go to Zarephath, that's near Sidon. Stay there. I have commanded a widow to feed you. So he heard what God was saying, and he went. So Elijah went to Zarephath. So on the one hand, Elijah was totally obedient to God's word, and it worked out for him. And so he gets to this, I presume, a village. He gets there, and he meets this specific woman gathering firewood. Now, just scenario playing it. Someone walks to you and says, you know what? Please give me some water. What do we do? How do we treat strangers? He said, please get me some water. She was going to get it. Some of us will be like, hey, who are you to tell me to do that? Some of us, he didn't introduce himself. He just said, please get me some water. Please bring me some water. And she was going to do it. Hospitality, so important. Showing a little kindness to those around us, those who needed, those who were able to help. Even out of our, you know, however much or however little we have, the woman was going to get the water. And as she was going, he said, please bring me some bread too. Now, I love the way Elijah spoke. I'll share a quick story with you guys. When I was very young, I mean, I couldn't have been more than 11, 12. I had six elder siblings, and there was a knack for, oh, Dimola, wash this thing, Dimola, wash the plates, Dimola, clean the dishes, Dimola, wash the clothes, Dimola, sweep the floor. And one day, I said to my siblings, I was like, you can't even say please. Big mistake. Big mistake. Because after that day, what began to happen was, every chore, Dimola, please wash. Dimola, please sweep. Dimola, please go to the market. Dimola, please. And they were saying please. But I was having to do all the tasks. But Elijah was very polite. I guess his own pleas was not like my elder sleepiness pleas in that regard. He said, please bring me water. Please bring me some bread. And the woman then responded. She said that by the living God, by the living Lord your God, I swear that I don't have any bread. So the water wasn't an issue. She said she doesn't have bread. In fact, the reason she was gathering firewood was to prepare a last meal. And that's how she put it. She said, all I have is a handful of flour in a bowl and a bit of olive oil. She said, I came to gather some firewood to take back home and prepare the little I have for my son and me. Now let's think about it for a sec. She's saying that I only have a little, possibly enough for my son and myself. And what I'm about to do is to prepare what will be our last meal. It says, this will be our last meal, and then we will starve to death. I mean, things must have been pretty bad for this woman. She was preparing her last meal. She was ready to die, she and her son. So all hope was lost. And that was pretty much it. That was the end of it for her. We eat this meal, and then we just give up. And we await death to come. So Elijah says to her, you know, don't worry. Just go prepare the meal. Prepare the meal, but first make a small loaf for me and bring it to me. And then prepare the rest for you and your son. You know, you kind of wonder, someone tells you that all I've got is a little bit for two. So all I've got is enough for two people. And even that enough for two people, we're going to be managing it. And then we're going to eat it. And then we're going to just give up. And then someone comes and says to you, out of that little that you have, however little it is, before you eat, before you take, before you give your son, make for me first. I'm sure many of us will be thinking the audacity. Because rational, logical thinking will be that maybe Elijah should have said, okay, feed the child first, then bring, and maybe take a little for yourself, and whatever you have, bring for me. But he said, bring for me first, then whatever is left, prepare for you and your child. And we knew it was enough for two. So imagine the fact that this woman, even though she had enough for two, she had to stretch what was enough for two to serve three. And the third person was a full-grown man who will eat first. But one thing Elijah said, and I'm sure the woman would have picked up on this, he said that, for this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. The bowl will not run out of flour, or the jar run out of oil, before the day that I, the Lord, send rain. Now, there was a word, a definite word. Go do it. You think you've got a little, but go do it, because even that little will stretch for as long as is required. Now, what if this woman thought, this is a joke? This is a joke. I can't listen to this. I'm nobody's fool. She would probably have ended up starving. I often wonder that, you know, what must have been going on in the woman's mind. My guess is that she actually knew that Elijah was a man of God, because the word was so definite. The word was so definite. It says, for this is what the Lord God said. She knew what God was saying. Or she heard what God was saying. Verse 15 says, the widow went and did as Elijah told her. And all of them had enough food for many days. The bowl did not run out of flour, nor the jar run out of oil, because she was obedient. She was obedient to what the man of God said to her. But, you know, even with the fact of knowing that this is a man of God, he's speaking God's word, it would have taken some serious faith to kind of say, okay, you know what? I'm going to part with all I've got. I'll give it to the man of God. And then, you know, I'll trust God at his word. Trust and obey. If you're willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. You know, the other verse that of the scripture that comes to mind is 2 Chronicles 20, 20, the B part, the latter end. It says that believe in the Lord your God and you shall be established. Believe his prophets and you shall prosper. Obedience takes belief. It says believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets and you will prosper. If you believe God's word, then you will obey God's word. And as you obey it, you'll be established. The Message version actually puts it as that you will, you know, if you believe in the Lord your God, your lives will be firm. If you believe his prophets, you will come out on top. If you hold on to God's word, you will be established, you'll be secure. And my prayer for each and every one of us, even as we're listening to this word this morning or afternoon now, is that as you believe in God, he will cause your life to be firmly secure in him. And as you believe his servants, you will always find yourself on top in all your endeavors. And that will be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. If you believe his prophet, if you believe his servant, you will always come out on top. We've said it, we're moving into the second half of the year. And pretty much a lot of us, we reflect on, you know, we take stock. Half of the year has gone. We're in another half of the year. Thank God for the sister that led the prayers and started talking about, you know, the theme, the word that God gave us for the year. I look at this year, in many ways, God has been, you know, amazing us. In many ways, there have been challenges. And, you know, we reflect and we think to ourselves that there's no way things will go back to the normal we knew. The normal we knew in January is not the new normal. In our daily lives, in our working lives, in our relationship with God, things have changed. The way we worship God, the way we engage, even using this social media to have service. You know, think about your workplaces, think about students and their schooling, how so many things have changed. There is a new normal. There's been a radical change that is taking place. That means that things will not be quite the same as they used to be. And we're believing God that they're changing for the better. And the Bible says all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and those who are called according to his purpose. And that will be our portion, that the new normal will favor us. The new normal will favor you in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, Elijah was staying with this woman for a while. Free board, free meal, and that was by God's grace. You know, bed and breakfast, lunch and dinner, having everything. My prayer for you this morning, and as we go into this month, is that God will give you seed for sowing, and he will give you bread to eat in the mighty name of Jesus. He will continue to meet your every need in Jesus' name. As he provided for Elijah, as he was giving him a free room to stay, free board, food to eat. It was all by his grace. God will meet you at your every point of need in Jesus' name. It all happened because Elijah was obedient to his word, to God's word. He told him, he said, go to Zarephath near Sidon and stay there. If Elijah had not gone, if he had not stayed, God would not have met the provisions for him. The widow was told, prepare a meal for me first, and you would not lack. If she had not obeyed, she would not have been sustained throughout the period. Let us trust God totally. You know, there's a saying, and one of our sisters says this a lot, you know, about revelation can be progressive. And truly, we know God, we build our relationship, it evolves, it grows. Now, this woman for, I don't know, days, weeks, was encountering God's blessings, sustained blessings. But she had another encounter that pretty much took her to the next level. She had already, she knew that, you know, Elijah was a man of God. But verse 17 of that passage said that sometime later, the woman's son got sick. So things took a turn for the worse. Things took a turn for the worse. She went to meet Elijah and said, "Hey, did you come here to take away my son? You know, to make my son die?" And Elijah, what he did as a man of God, he took it to God. He took it to God, cried out to God, "God, you know, this woman's child, you need to save this woman's child." Long story short, God, you know, brings back life to the child. Verse 24 of that passage we read, this is the woman talking. She said, "Now I know that you're a man of God and the Lord, and that the Lord really speaks through you. Now I know that you're a man of God and that the Lord really speaks through you." Let's think about it. She's encountered a miracle of provision. Elijah spoke the word. The word came to pass. So she already knew Elijah was a man of God. But her child dies. Elijah prays for the child, lies on the child, does his thing. And the child comes back to life. And he makes the confession that now I really know that you're a man of God. It's not that she didn't know he was a man of God in the first instance, but she had a next level experience. She had a next level experience that, you know, pretty much wowed her and took her to a next level revelation. My prayer for each and every one of us is that as we go through this month, and for the rest of this year, that, you know, God will give us irrefutable evidence that he is indeed speaking to us through his servants. So through his prophets, through his servants, we'll have irrefutable evidence, things that will, you know, that will manifest, that will amaze us in such a way that we'll know that, yes, indeed, this is God. And God has spoken through his servant. He has spoken through his prophet. If you believe the Lord your God, it says you'll be secure. If you believe his prophet, you will come out on top. May you come out on top in Jesus' name. But beyond this, and more importantly, because we're all children of God, I pray that as you go through the month, that God will confirm his word through you to everyone that he has placed you in their lives. So wherever you are, wherever you find yourself as a child of God, God will use you to confirm his word to all those around you, that they too may truly know that he is God and that you are a child of God. I pray that this will be our portion, even as we continue this month, not just for this month, but every day of our lives. That our lives will truly express God in his fullness, and those around us will come to know him the more. Let us trust God. Let us be obedient. Let us be willing. It says, if you're willing and obedient, you will enjoy the good of the land. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the word we've shared this day. We pray, Lord, that none of those words will stand against us in judgment. Oh, Lord, that beyond that which has been expressed, Spirit of God, that you teach us, O Lord. You teach us to walk in your will, in your way, to take your word, to hide it in our hearts, to live by it. You'll help us, O God, to have willing hearts, obedient hearts, that we may enjoy the fullness of your blessings, that your hand may continue to be upon us, that you will continue to use us to demonstrate your power in our locality, in our community, in everywhere we find ourselves, that those around us will truly know that we are children of God. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you all.